Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
That's right. Happy Thursday to you. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Enough salacious for right now. We will revisit a little bit later. But sports brought us to this place because that's what sports is, a microcosm of life that gives you a little bit of everything, including scandal. Mm-hmm. We won't start with scandal, though, thankfully, here on this Thursday. We'll start by thanking you, fine gentlemen, for joining me on this program, as you frequently do. I feel like I don't appreciate you guys enough.
You should appreciate us more.
This period.
Yeah, you don't, man.
I'm getting real in this moment, but like I have been thinking a lot about appreciation, so I do want to appreciate
you. It's the holiday season.
Yeah. So you fight off the seasonal depression by being appreciative. I think that's how that works. Yeah. Also, appreciative of you, listener, for getting involved with the program whenever you do. The text line, 713-572-4610. 979, the crosstalk was brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing. I just wanted to make sure that you were knowing that there. But text in, get involved. Also, we have appreciation for the Mocarum Injury Lawyers for the live stream. On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. And I think I am very appreciative for, I feel like we're all fairly appreciative for the quarterback of the Houston Texans, CJ Stroud.
We sure are. We absolutely
are. They are now.
Yeah. It's a good week to ask that.
At one point, they wasn't.
It's a good week to mention that. So we heard from CJ Stroud yesterday, huh?
We did indeed, as we often do on a Wednesday.
Usually, I want to just kind of tell you what I think, but it's a legitimate question. Did you...
Usually I only ask to be able to set myself up to answer the question.
Yes, this is legit. did you walk away from that feeling that he's finally getting it, he's finally buying in?
That's been a larger theme or trend that feels like it's been happening through the, I guess, second part of the season. And I guess the results on the field seem to confirm that. I don't know how much of that is like confirmation bias, but it does feel like it confirms that, especially as this season has been a lot of, okay, there's things to grasp. When does CJ, the entirety of the offense, Kaylee, when do they grasp these things? So that's been kind of a conscious thought throughout the season anyway.
Yeah, but also just the way when you hear him talk and you watch him earlier in the season and the death by a thousand cuts and, you know, talking about the offense and what he needs to do, you also get a real sense, a real feeling, and it's very unscientific, but you kind of read a person, everybody does it, and you're like, I don't know if he's all bought in on this thing. In fact, we talked about it. I think he might have some doubts. I think he might be a little, you know, wary of this, is this thing going to even work?
And could you have blamed him?
No.
Could you have blamed him in that circumstance?
We didn't blame him.
You know, like coming from
line and, you know, bad games and all that.
And then he's a dude that likes taking shots. Mm-hmm. What they've done in the system is like, hey, wait until you have your moment to take your shot. It's been a very, some could view it as an offense that limits a quarterback and forces them into a little bit of a box.
Yeah.
And that's not something that, especially any young quarterback that feels themselves, would reasonably want. So I could understand that if he was not latching onto it.
I think this just occurred to me, so tell me if this is a good way to put it. Earlier in the season, I didn't buy into his buy-in. Yesterday I did.
Okay.
You know, he bought in. Let's hear from him because, like, earlier in the season, he would say the things as if he's bought in, but I didn't buy into it. Yesterday I kind of did.
Let's start here. Stroud 2, if you don't mind, Vic. This was CJ talking about making in-game adjustments in order to be successful?
Yeah, I think we, you know, talked about some things on the sideline and try to, you know, find a way to calm the storm. And I thought we did a good job at that. I think, you know, teams are going to, you know, try to pressure us some more just because, you know, we showed it on tape. So try to be ready for it and, you know, have plans and, you know, just be, you know, good on what we're doing, you know, and be calm in the chaos. Because, I mean, every game, you know, no teams just keep letting you do the same things. They're going to adjust and then you have to adjust. So just part of the chess match of football, you know.
And we'll hear some more. But, you know, he said calm the storm, calm in the chaos. And the way he bought it. Now, certainly – their success, even if it's marginal at this point still, you know, offensively, mm-hmm. has something to do with him, okay, starting to buy in. And certainly his ability to know when to take the risk and when not to, as D'Amico's talked about, as we've talked about, has something to do with it. But I just feel like it's clicking. I mean, I don't know what word you want to put on it, clicking, buying in, believing, whatever it is. I think there's more of that there with this offense.
Maybe even they're finding a natural stasis in their relationship. Yeah. And mm-hmm. When I say they, probably the key factors of CJ Stroud and Nick Cayley, right? It's mm-hmm. it's also worth remembering that this is their first year yeah. working together, finding the relationship that works, with also an understanding that there was 3 weeks in there where there was some level of break in that period just because of CJ dealing with concussion protocol. So I think that I found that interesting, like the idea of them having conversations, feeling being mm-hmm. comfortable and capable of, you know, staying the storm, right? Yeah. I also appreciate it because I talked about this yesterday, like, hey, is this pressure that the, you know, mm-hmm. the Chiefs were able to gin up in the third quarter, is this going to be a thing, quotation marks, going forward?
Right.
Because that's on tape. That's him, CJ Stroud, mm-hmm. making that note that, hey, man, teams are going to see because we put this on paper that this yeah. is a thing. I appreciated the, maybe there's a level of buy-in just acknowledging these things, the mm-hmm. challenges that are here and that will come. That I think that even if it's not incredibly different from what had previously been there, it gives the feeling of we're locked in on what's happening here because we are not only aware of what's happening here, yeah. what's happening in this game, but what's to come. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll be prepared and capable of like game planning ahead of time for such things as opposed to having to adjust.
Or seeing the adjustment quicker.
Right. Yeah, yeah that's the yeah. thing that we're still looking at. But yeah. the idea that they can get to an adjustment is nice. Yeah. I don't know if that is enough as of right now, mm-hmm. but we'll see if it's enough.
But that
time.
Ties in with him accepting it,
sure.
You know, and sort of receiving it and understanding you know, that this can work if I do it this way.
So speaking of chaos, CJ was actually asked about it. How are you capable and able to stay focused among the chaos when you're faced with a ton of pressure, especially on the Woody Marks touchdown, mm-hmm. a little dump off to the left side?
Yeah, I wouldn't say like I'm like no veteran or nothing or Navy SEAL or anything. I love our military, respect to, you know, everybody who's serving for us. I feel like I could have did a better job at it, you know, in the calm and the chaos. You know, I got hit a couple times and, you know, that happens. You start to like kind of naturally flinch a little bit and like move around for no reason. But on that specific play, you know, I just seen Woody and just try to make a play. And thought he did a good job of just being instinctive and, you know, making him pay for, you know, being aggressive. So, yeah, I mean, I think I could have did a better job on that on Sunday, but it's something I can learn from and, you know, try to be calm in that because it's not easy, but the better you can do it, you know, the more plays are to be made, especially on third down. So I think that's something that I can get better at is, you know, just being calm in that chaos of, you know, pressure, guys flying around your feet, hitting you after the whistle or whatever the case may be. And I just, you know, want to, you know, be able to put my team in better position. So.
I mean, he said calm in the chaos, calm in the storm, what, 5-6 times already? Yep. And then just those two parts that you heard. I think it really is him like, okay, you know, if I do this the right way, and specifically that play, that was a broken down play. I mean, the blitzer was coming. We talked about it yesterday.
Nick Golden coming in off the left.
And all of a sudden, he didn't just bail, you know, he just took a step back, dumped it over the blitzer.
He actually stepped into it.
After he came out, but... That to me is a guy that's recognizing and absorbing and accepting this offense the way it should be.
Yeah, and it is interesting. I don't think that it is. I don't think that it's an anomaly. I don't think that it's random mm-hmm. that he is using that word calm so much after the stint that Davis Mills had.
Yeah.
As the quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. As having to start in that moment, because what is probably the chief thing that you would mm-hmm. just use to describe Davis Mills and his demeanor and the way he went about playing quarterback?
Yeah.
It's probably calm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is something. Like, that's something that CJ I hope, saw, or maybe the coaching staff saw and wanted to impart on him is like, hey, there is some benefit for being calm and the thing that you can do with this. With the talents that you have, the ability to throw on the run, all those things, you can also make those things more valuable by remaining calm in that moment, by not, you know, not losing your head in that moment. And again, I don't know that I blame him for some of those things because of the circumstances that had befallen him before, dealing with pressure, you know, immediate pressure, fast pressure, instances where pockets would break down. I get how you might get to that place, but now it's time to unlearn that feeling, get yourself to a place where you can calm, and that'll help you execute. I like that that is clearly a message that either he has internally or someone has given to him. I want to see that continue to grow clearly.
Well, and this is something that you've said a few times. Yes.
Oh.
Proof of concept.
Ah, yes.
That's something that you like to talk about. I think also he's realizing, you know what? I am going to get my shots. Even though the game plan may not have any, like, hey, we're going to run this deep whatever on the third snap of our script. No, I think he's realizing, if this play breaks down, I will, or they press cover or whatever that he sees, I will be able to take a shot there. At the beginning of the year, he's like, wait a minute, you want me to just do what? Just be safe and hand the ball off and throw the ball 2 yards to the back or this tight end or this out route or whatever. And I don't think that's a buy-in for him. He likes to take his shots. He's also realizing, you know what? I can go off script, which is my strength. I just can't do it, you know, arbitrarily. So I think he's also realizing after having some success, there are going to be shots. They just might not be in the game plan. There are going to be off script plays. They're just not in the game plan. And so I think he's starting to realize it can work that way.
I could feel that a little bit from the 832. Do you agree with this sentiment? The idea, the 832. The CJ with this offense is equivalent to Jordan not liking the triangle back in the day. And,
that's pretty good, actually.
Early 90s, late 80s, early 90s with the triangle offense. Phil Jackson, obviously one of the big proponents of it, at least one of the ones that you think
of. There you have it. C.J. Stroud is Michael Jordan.
Oh, boy. Here we go. No, but in terms of like I remember that. You remember that. I mean, Jordan was like, wait a minute. I need the ball in my hands. No, the ball's going to get to your hands. It will be in your hands. But you have to do it this way with the Tex Winter triangle and all that stuff. I think there's a lot to that. He's realizing, you know what? They told me early on, don't take this shot because it's, you know, whatever, unless you see this. Don't go off script unless this happens. And now he's realizing, you know what? It will happen just about every game.
And to be fair, it sounds like we're saying just trust the process and everything will go right. I think there's real criticisms to be had for the process if that process is indeed this offense. I think there's still things that need to be cleaned up from schematic instances, right? There's when you get into the red zone and all your stems are vertical and there's very few things that are going crossing or really, you know, forcing the entirety of the width of the field to be defended, I think that ends up being an issue sometimes. So I do think that there's places for, clearly, Nick Caley to elevate and make this easier. But I think that it's hard to also have that happen while sometimes you have what feels like a little bit of trepidation or hesitation from the quarterback. I think that you're seeing more and more buy-in, and hopefully he can work even I don't know what the right word is, for lack of a better term, mediocre system. Like you can work that if you have a level of buy-in, it feels like.
It's a conservative system.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately what it came down to is like, wait, you want to be this conservative with me? And he's right. You want to be this conservative with me? He's starting to realize, no, it's a conservative approach, but there are going to be the shots. There are going to be the opportunities. There are going to be the off-script plays.
Yeah. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going. On a Thursday, coming up next, man, college football is inherently a crazy sport, and it's been really crazy this winter, and it's only gotten crazier with something that happened yesterday, the scandal that blew up the college world yesterday. Let's talk about it next.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yeah, happy Thursday. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Lopez.
Yeah, I know where you're going.
Where were you when you saw this news break yesterday of Shrone Moore, the Michigan head football coach that took over after Jim Harbaugh returned to the NFL, being fired seemingly abruptly yesterday for having an inappropriate relationship with a staffer under his charge?
I was elbows out. Fighting off a bunch of moms.
I forgot about that.
We'll get to that during confessions.
I guess we will. But man, this is a scandal in college football. In what has already been a crazy college football season that is taking it to a whole nother level. Obviously, it has all the salacious bits, but also it can have ramifications all the way across the landscape.
Yeah, that's what kind of the dynamic of this whole story. It was a four-hour window of, and we mentioned it earlier, when the first message that I got, the first tweet or whatever it was that I saw, was just Shrone Moore fired with cause. And so, like a lot of times, I'm thinking, well, maybe he, you know, whatever. I thought just me being, and I think
it's
a coaching thing. I thought it was a coaching thing, or I thought it was an affair.
Oh, for cause usually means something nefarious.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if affair specifically.
No,
but
my mind went was like, oh, he probably had an affair, or there was some football related, you know, very nefarious thing. Like, and then you start getting the story over the course of these 4 hours, and your jaw just drops. And some of the reports, obviously, some of them we're not going to necessarily say because they were. You know, they're unsubstantiated still or just becoming so. But then as you absorb the whole thing and you kind of dig into it last night and this morning, and I'm like, this thing is not just salacious. Like, this is the way I put it with you guys. If you thought the college football sort of coaching carousel and the past few weeks was crazy, we might just be getting warmed up.
It kind of went from a little bit of pointing and laughing to, damn, this is kind of sad.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because at first it was just like, all right, they fired their coach for cause. And and we'll talk more about it. Like, there's some stories, especially in the college sports space, where you go, oh, that's a funny story. Because, like, who ultimately is being hurt tangibly in these places, right? And I guess you could say, especially with a sexual relationship where there's power dynamics, there's, you know, potential for hurt there. And I don't want to forget that. But like, all right, Michigan, and we can laugh at Michigan. Shrone Moore, almost in like Mel Tucker type space where he gets in the place, gets a big contract and everything, and then, you know, sexual impropriety ends up taking him out of that space. Then we find out later in the day that he has been taken to jail as a suspect of an alleged assault hours after he was fired. And this goes into just like a whole different space of everything with some of the, you know, some of the reports stating that, you know, he had gone to a property and maybe was acting erratically or what have you. But do you you want to get into like the ramifications on the college space without like getting too much into the salacious here?
Right.
And Michigan is a big, like capital B, big job in the college football space that after all of the, I mean, we've seen probably the coaching carousel with the most big job openings seemingly start to, in fact, it did wrap up with Matt Campbell taking the Penn State job. And now you have one of the biggest jobs opening up again, and this all starts again in a weirder way because so many of the dominoes felt like they were established, and I do wonder if they could become dislodged now to answer the call of Michigan.
To me, that's the other side of this story, and why if you think it's just it's been crazy, it's only getting crazier because Michigan flat out is a better job than any other job that has come open. Penn State, LSU, Florida, for sure. More money. Obviously, the rich history, the Big Ten, the logo, it is the best job that has come open thus far. All due respect to LSU, Penn State, Florida, the rest.
The only thing that makes me pause, LSU and Florida, I think the geography is so, I mean, you talk
Midwest.
About. Okay, the Midwest, and obviously those two.
They play some football in Ohio.
They
and
do, but I mean, you talk about the inherent like talent. You want to compare wherever in the Midwest to South Florida? You want to compare any of that to the boot? Being able to reach into Texas as well?
I'm telling you, it is on par. It is close, and Figgy, you're an Ohio State guy. Would you agree? It's the best job that's opened up.
It's a really good job. Yeah, I think, and this ain't the Big Ten from 20 years ago where it's just like, oh, it's only Michigan, Ohio. Yeah. It's very competitive now, and I think.
And it's not plotting Big Ten anymore either.
Yeah, you know, it's a competitive Big Ten, man. Mm-hmm. It's some good schools in the Big Ten now, so I think that is a really good job.
But regardless of where you fall on that, it is an enormous job with a lot of money and, all that. I think. Like the trickle down, right now, I'll put it this way. Kalen DeBoer, the Alabama head coach, is the odds-on favorite to get the Michigan job in Vegas. That says something. So then you start thinking, man, what if Kalen, which by the way, he hadn't been completely embraced anyway.
No, and that would be the reason, because I know some people would go, well, Alabama, why would you leave that job? One, there's a lot of pressure, and two, he's already started killing off his lives, I guess, so to say.
Yeah.
If he was a cat and had nine.
And what
of them,
if they
right?
lose their bowl game? You know, they lost the championship game. I mean, Alabama, they don't put up with that.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
No, and so he's already had some, you know, some steam go up. In fact, there's people that thought that Lane Kiffin and some of his delay was waiting to see if that Alabama job would come open.
I'm glad you said that.
And so Kalen DeBoer might be looking at this and going, hey, it might be worthwhile to go
he's
to a
the
place.
Favorite.
Go to a place like Michigan.
Yeah.
You can kind of restart whatever your clock is on.
He's from the Midwest.
On pressure there.
It's not that crazy amount of pressure either.
Yeah.
Like the SEC.
Yeah. So what if.
I mean, they stuck with Jim Harbaugh for a while before he started actually winning the big games.
Right.
They wanted them to win.
What if Kalen DeBoer goes to Michigan? Then all of a sudden, Alabama's open. Lane Kiffin, who's a loon and goes.
I think you can say it like that. I think that's fair.
Who's a loon and goes by the beat of his own drum. He is. On the record, this isn't just like rumored. On the record for years has been saying Alabama dream job. Alabama, what if, and I don't think.
You think he'd dip out?
I don't know, but.
Would be hilarious.
Yes, and that's why I'm talking about the chaos. DeBoer goes to Michigan. Again, odds on favorite. Kiffin says, you know what? On second thought, I'm going to Alabama. And then all of a sudden, Alabama's open.
Or LSU, rather.
I mean, LSU's open.
And I'm not even sure if they go with, because I don't know what the legal ramifications are of leaving that job immediately. Could Kurt Cignetti actually go to Alabama? Because Kurt Cignetti has been an assistant there, and he might be one of the hottest names. I know he just got an extension. Does that change
it? Well, I was thinking about him going to Michigan.
does Matt Rhule, like, I know that he's been a name. Mm-hmm. Does one of these jobs maybe whack-a-moling and popping open with his extension? Can he move? Right? Yeah. There were so many people that got paid off of Penn State trying to get anybody and everybody. Mm-hmm. Are any of those opportunities open up again? This whole thing is chaotic.
Yes, it's total chaos. And then everybody's like, well, what about, you mentioned it, what about the buyouts? What about these, you know, they just signed an extension. It's Alabama, Michigan, LSU, doesn't matter.
They say, don't worry about that.
Doesn't matter.
We got that covered.
Yeah. Yeah. So then you got Michigan and Alabama and LSU and then the trickle, maybe Indiana, maybe, hell, Willie Fritz coached
Come
at Tulane.
Come on, man.
Willie Fritz coached at Tulane. If they get painted into
Come on, man.
I'm just saying, if they get painted into a corner and all of a sudden they're like, whoops. Willie Fritz might be a candidate at LSU. Hell, Steve Sarkisian has been rumored to be wanting to go to the NFL. He denied it. And who knows how Texas feels about him. He coached at Alabama.
It is.
Hey, UT fans might want that.
And I think that's one of the things that makes all of this so damn crazy. And I don't know if this is the best case, but one of the things that it came to is, are we really going to keep saying that the reason why this thing is crazy is because we just need to move the schedule? I do think that the schedule needs to be fixed. Mm-hmm. I think also this reminds us college football is just crazy, period.
Yes.
Now, there's ways in which you can try and tame it a little bit, but you're not going to tame it all the way because something like a dude having an affair within the building can throw the entirety of the college football world on its head, both like, you know, just anecdotally and conversationally, but also tangibly when it comes to jobs and things of that nature.
And even outside of that part, outside of the messy scandals like that, even the whole Lane Kiffin thing was, it was just like, it's just him leaving to get another job. And that was a big old situation.
Right, right. And then also on top of that, the fact that it's Michigan, which has had what? Five scandals in the last couple of years.
Michigan likes being the place that looks down their nose at folks.
They got the cheating. They got the recruiting.
Oh, there's different kinds of cheating. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of cheating.
Several different cheating. Yeah, I can't be specific.
There you go.
Moore himself was suspended for some of the illicit things that he did. Now you got this.
Jim Harbaugh dipped out.
Yeah. I mean, their national championship was tainted and all that. And then you have NIL. You got the transfer portal that's going to open, what, in January? Or is open now? Or I think it's open now. Yeah. And so you got the number one recruit from 2 years ago, Bryce Underwood. You know, stud quarterback. Is he going to bolt?
Well, you talk about that. Yeah. Like, and I think that this is where the conversation turns. I think that Michigan itself has some things to answer for because the rumors are that they knew about this a while back,
yes,
and that they held off on doing anything about it in order to,
try
and land your recruiting class and things of that nature, and that makes the scandal even more.
He had a press conference Monday.
Yeah,
he had a press conference Monday, lauding the recruiting class. They knew about it.
Yeah, he knew about it.
Yeah,
and with that being the case, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. And coming up next, our question of the day. inspired by the fact that this scandal is a lot messier than just like the bare bones details mm-hmm. that you want to give, like officially reporting. And when it gets messy, it becomes kind of fun. I don't know about you. Maybe I'm just messy that way. But with that being the case, question of the day, what's your favorite scandal and bonus points if you knew about it before it got real? Because it seems like in Michigan, there was people that knew. Let's talk about it next. All right. Question of the day. What's your favorite scandal bonus points if you knew about it before it got real? J-Rock on the YouTube. Is there really a favorite scandal? At least for me, it is. Maybe I'm weird. I don't know. I definitely have a scandal that I always return to in my head. What's that for you? And like Lopez said, there's some instances where, you know, I knew about that one before it came to the fore. Mm-hmm. Because with the Michigan thing, Sherrone Moore fired as the head coach there for cause, which is one of those things that's hard to do. So you know something.
Yeah, you need a lot.
You know something happened there greatly, and obviously something happened because afterwards he ends up getting arrested, mm-hmm. Not directly due to the cause for firing, but you know his actions afterwards there.
That's a rough day.
Very, very
Four
rough
hours.
Day.
4 hours.
Very, Man. Very rough day. But I mean, it didn't have to be this day in particular because, and now these are rumors, these are conversations. However, you can substantiate some of this to some degree. Mm-hmm. There's people that knew that, you know, of the Sherrone Moore's alleged, or maybe I guess not alleged at this point, illicit relationship within that building, almost, sorry to bring up the name, Emo Udoka like, right? For months, it
That's
seems
one.
Like. For months, it seems like this.
You said October, there were some tweets and stuff.
There's people. Yeah. I think there was like a, and of course, what can you do with this, right? Mm-hmm. But I think there was like maybe someone who did some level of one of those delivery apps that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That got on the internet and was like, yeah, just delivered a Plan B to Sherrone Moore's or something like that. It's like, well.
The morning then, after pill.
What's happening here?
And then it was just a bunch of random tweets saying, oh, he's out here cheating on his wife.
There were screenshots of texts.
Where it was just kind of random, like, wait, what?
And of course, none of these things are things that are actionable, at least from our side. And I wonder how actionable the things were on Michigan's side. But there was definitely places where, what was it, the former quarterback that played there was tweeting out, was it like a week ago?
Oh, was it Pate or what was his name?
I don't recall. Yeah, I Josh Pate is a reporter who was talking about it. But Josh Pate was talking about the idea that Michigan knew a while back.
Yeah.
And in some ways they decided not to act until now. Why? I think that's a question worth asking because that says, okay, Sherrone Moore did his bad things. Yeah. As an organization, are you doing things that are in the best interest of everybody involved, or are you just trying to look out for, well, we want to make sure that we get our guys in, and we want to make sure that that we could try and see if we can make this, or we could skirt by this.
So let's get messy.
Okay. What's your favorite scandal, John Lopez?
Something you knew. Something you knew. 713-572-4610. Obviously, YouTube. And Twitch and the message board and all that.
Message board.
Well, it is a message board.
Okay. All right.
It is a message
board.
Okay. Where do I begin?
All right. I don't like the way you said that. Figgy, we're skipping to you. I don't like what he's doing over here.
So, like, I mean, every office has them where you're like, hey, did you hear about it? And a lot of times it's just rumor. Yeah. And then there comes a moment where you're like, all right.
Oh, that happened. Yeah, that one happened.
It's not a rumor anymore. How do I put this?
All right. I would like to start by saying my favorite scandal is Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
And the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Like, he was caught.
That is my favorite too.
Yeah.
Where he was having another, like that was a relationship with a staffer.
The neck brace was like the cherry on top.
Was it a former volleyball player?
It was
at Arkansas.
It was an assistant of his that was a former volleyball player.
That was assistant of his. Yeah. Well, I wonder why she was an assistant of his.
Yeah.
That you know he ended up having a motorcycle crash. Mm-hmm. The police came and it was like, oh well, who is this person?
Yeah.
And then Bob Petrino had the audacity of standing in front of the Arkansas media and the world with a brace on his neck.
That neck brace was just like the cherry on top. So perfect.
Yeah. My favorite one is the Tiger Woods scandal.
Oh, with the golf club.
Yeah. And him leaving the voicemail. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Tiger. My wife just went through my phone, so I need you to delete every single thing. So call me back when you get this message that I'm leaving on your phone as evidence.
Which is funny anyway, because you're deleting all the messages. Your wife has the phone.
But you're creating more?
And she's going to see a call from.
Yeah.
She's gonna see
and you don't think this lady will put this out here? Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Tiger.
Yeah.
And the thing
Tiger
about the thing about the Tiger that... it should not be surprising, but for some reason, it remains to be surprising for me. Wasn't it like the Denny's where he was picking up some of these ladies, it was the Denny's, right?
Yeah, they were just like regular women.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
it wasn't like, I'm messing with this supermodel mm-hmm. or this escort or something like that.
Yeah.
They were just like some regular women.
My man had a type and was at the diner. Yeah, I was like, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
Like, brother, you are Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Hey, you remember what happened in the parking lot here?
What are you saying?
You remember that, Figgy? You remember.
I remember the stories that were told.
He went out, then she went out, yada, yada, yada.
Who was it?
I can't recall exactly. Actually, I can, but I'm not going to say. There's all kinds of stuff. How about one of our own office, 713-572-4610? We all have heard these stories and had these secrets that we were like, well, I guess I better not say anything about that. How about we go to a charity event at a hospital? How about we did that? Just us, just this group of guys, and then all of a sudden someone else shows up who works in this building and is a female, and they leave early from the charity.
Wait a minute. So I'm trying to paint the picture. So one of the people that was there for this charity event
mm-hmm.
was working for this station or yes. this company?
Yes.
And then another random
different department shows up.
Shows up and
yeah. Oh, the interdepartment. Like, that's when you see people hanging out from departments that aren't on this, like y'all not supposed to be hanging out necessarily. Are y'all just good friends or what's happening there? And then you get the
What'd you say, Figgy?
Who they show up to see?
That dude. Yeah.
Okay.
And then,
okay.
You know, we had like an hour and a half of, making the rounds at this hospital, but they were only there for about 30 minutes.
I actually was in the elevator with that same people you talked about, and I was just like, what in the world is going on here?
Oh, it was a Perkins. That's right.
Perkins.
The Tigers was a Perkins. But in my brain, I
forgot about
I was like,
that.
I don't really know about Perkins. I know about Denny's.
That's
so, kind of
the same. Yeah, that's kind of the same thing.
In my brain, it was a Denny's, which is wrong, but it worked in my brain. I don't know why. Baker Mayfield at the Cheesecake Factory parking lot. Yeah. You know what's funny is like the people who, especially nowadays, who have managed to make it over the scandal, right?
Oh, sure.
Because Baker is one of those.
Patrino.
Jameis Winston.
That's the one.
Yeah.
The one, Jameis, and because he had a run of them. He had a nice couple of years where it was like, dog, what are you doing?
It was some wild stuff, like some serious stuff.
So it was the standing up on the table and yelling list things, which is like, all right, that is childish, but come on, let's be smart. I am always amazed that nobody brings up the being in the lift and assaulting the lift driver sexually.
Yeah.
I'm like, he has come a long way in one, I think, growth, but also in sanitizing his because everybody thinks of Jameis, they go, oh, that's the funny dude.
Oh, he's such a lovable guy.
Loves his family, loves Jesus, and just, you know, lovable.
Yeah.
And
I'm everybody like, always bring up the crab leg situation, but they don't bring up the other stuff.
I forget the crab legs. Yeah. De La Hoya scandal was
what
wild.
What was the details of that one?
Which one? De La Hoya?
Yeah.
Was that the
dressing up?
Is that the dressing up?
That's what I thought of. Is that the
that's
the
one
entirety
of
the scandal? I thought that I was missing.
That's one
else.
Of them. Yeah.
Let's see. Somebody said, "How about the company CEO and his assistant getting caught at that recent concert at TV?" That's definitely the internet.
That's definitely the scandal of the year.
I saw. Is it a meme of Sharon Moore with her?
Oh,
at his arms around.
Did you see him standing on the sideline? Pulled up that video of him standing on the sideline with the lady.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, that's 4K right there, man.
I'm always amazed by the boldness that people have in those moments. Like, you just feel like you're never going to get caught.
Yep. And Shannon Sharp, somebody said.
Yeah, with the Instagram Live.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I still battle with the idea of like, I couldn't have done it because I don't even know how to turn on Instagram Live that it happened on accident.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all believe that?
No, I do not
believe that.
I still don't understand like why he would do this to himself intentionally, because that's the other option is if he did not accidentally do this, that he set this up so that he would be grunting on Instagram Live.
The worst part about it is he tried to.
That's the nice way to put it. I recognize.
The worst part about it, he tried to lean into it. He had some shirts and then I think he had like some enhancement pills he was trying to promote and all this other stuff.
That was
he tried to lean into it.
In very poor taste, in my opinion. Yeah, and then these are the ones that I could probably term as fun. there's a lot of scandals that were not, right? Like people mentioning Baylor, and basketball, football. And just
we're talking about salacious kind of. People doing dumb things for various reasons.
And definitely salacious. Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was absolutely in various different ways. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on this Thursday. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, where I'm very interested in something that's happening with the NFL and the ref union CBA negotiations. But also, is Joe Burrow okay? Because he sounds like he's not okay. Let's talk about it next.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.